U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton lifted the injunction on Part 2B of SB 1070. That means police officers across the state are now required to question a person's immigration status if the officer believes that person is in the U.S. illegally. Matt Benson is the spokesperson for Governor Jan Brewer. He says the governor's thrilled to see the injunction lifted.
This is the provision that really empowers local law enforcement, including our state and local officers, to work with the federal government in combating illegal immigration across Arizona.
SB 1070 has spent more than 2 years in court. Earlier this summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Section 2B is constitutional. However, opponents filed suit to keep it from going into effect. They argued that the section would lead to racial profiling. Even though the injunction on the final part of the law was lifted yesterday, Benson says this particular ruling didn't bring a feeling of vindication to the governor.
I think true vindication came this summer in June when the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upheld the heart of the law, at least what we believe is the heart of the law, and that being Section 2B.
Immigration activists say they were not surprised Judge Bolton lifted the injunction, especially in light of this summer's U.S. Supreme Court ruling finding parts of the law constitutional. Carlos Garcia with the National Day Laborer Organizing Network says the immigrant community is now expecting what he calls more hardship.
It's time to face the reality that SB 1070 is here and that we have to push different targets, that there's not a governor or a judge that we can tell to stop this law.
Garcia says he now expects groups like the National Day Laborer Organizing Network to pursue other ways of keeping 1070 from being enforced.
We now have to forcefully stop it ourselves, whether it's going to be asking different police departments not to comply with it, whether it's going to be asking businesses not to allow police officers in their building that cooperate with 1070. Whatever it is, preparing our people, preparing our community in case they're detained, whether it's also asking documented people not to carry their documentation around, and if they are racially profiled, to report the cases and promise to sue.
Resistance on the part of some people questioned under 1070 is expected by law enforcement. Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villasenor says that kind of action is nothing new to his officers.
That's not surprising to me. What you're telling me, it's something that we have expected. And so our officers deal with that already on occasion with people who don't want to cooperate or provide information. So they will be prepared how to deal with that.
The lifting of the injunction Tuesday afternoon put the stop and check portion of the law, something many people call papers, please, into effect right away. Matt Benson with the governor's office says police officers and sheriff's deputies are ready to enforce the final section of 1070.
There was training associated with SB 1070 that occurred immediately after the law was signed into law in 2010, and then again in anticipation of the Supreme Court's ruling this June, there was a follow-up training that the Arizona Police Officer Standards and Training Board conducted. So the training has occurred. We're confident that our officers are ready and they're up for the task.
Judge Bolton lifted the injunction with a one-page ruling. She did not explain her reasoning. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.